Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you as we say welcome to our special coverage ahead of the 2017 State Convention of the Oklahoma FFA. We're introducing you to all 20 district stars of the FFA here for 2017, and our salute to these stars of the Oklahoma FFA being brought to you by American Farmers and Ranchers, proud to support Oklahoma's youth. Pleased to have along with us today your Northeast District star in agribusiness, Parker Cantrell from Skiatook. We're back with Parker in just a moment.
As you travel around Oklahoma, you see our name, AFR Insurance, proudly displayed on storefronts, billboards, and banners. AFR Insurance is proud to serve 163 communities. But we're more than just your neighborhood insurance company. We're also your neighbors. We grew up here. We're raising our families here. As your insurance company and your neighbors, we're investing in rural Oklahoma. We offer competitive rates on auto, home, farm, and life. We understand the challenges and joys of living here. AFR Insurance, serving Oklahoma communities just like yours.
Your 2017 Northeast District Star in Agribusiness is Parker Cantrell from Skiatook FFA.
Agribusiness means that you're an entrepreneur.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about your business that you've developed.
Well, I currently operate two businesses that I own. The first one would be a small feed sales business that really revolves around five different mixes, a custom mix of cattle feeds that I had made, as well as Vitafirm mineral products. And then the other aspect of this is a bovine reproductive service entrepreneurship, which involves artificial insemination and other reproductive services.
So are you actually involved in performing those services for cattle producers?
Yes, sir. I've been certified as an artificial insemination technician since November of 2014, and I really haven't looked back since.
Tell me a little bit about both businesses. Let's talk about the feed business first of all. You've actually formulated some custom feeds. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir. I have formulated custom feeds. I currently have a heifer feed, a steer feed, a fill feed, a bull feed, and then a creep feed. All of these really seem to accommodate for whatever my customers would need at any moment.
So tell me, at first glance, someone looking on the outside in would say, well, why would you need a different feed for a heifer versus a steer?
You look for different things in a heifer versus a steer. You know, in steers, you want them a little bit more fat, but in a heifer, you still want them to have that pretty appearance. And so each of the feeds is formulated to fit the different needs of the different stages of each of the species or of the gender.
Okay. Now, on the reproductive service side of things, tell me what a typical service call or particular day, a typical day might be for that particular part of your business.
For the most part, this would include traveling around to my various customers and ensuring that their cattle are still maintaining the pregnancy, but also checking heat. Timing is very vital when it comes to bovine reproduction, of course. And so making sure that I'm catching everything at the right time and making sure that I'm doing everything I can for those cattle is usually what I do throughout my days.
So it sounds just that, especially on that particular part of the business, customer relations, customer service is very important.
Yes, sir. I often conduct farm visits to get to know my customers' operations a little bit more, get to know their end goals and get to know what they want out of their cattle to where they can maximize their own genetics and in the end maximize their profitability.
Tell me a little bit about your involvement with FFA.
I've been involved in FFA since I was an eighth grader. I'm currently serving as the Skiatook FFA chapter vice president, and given the opportunity, I've competed in any event that seemed to really suit my interests.
Mm-hmm. And plans after graduation?
I plan on attending Oklahoma State University, majoring in animal science with a pre-veterinary option. Once I attend vet school, I hope on receiving certification and beginning my specialty as a bovine embryologist.
Okay. Wow, that's going to be quite a career if you're able to follow through on that.
Yes, sir. It's been my dream ever since I was 12 years old. I started this from a fourth grade job shadow project and never really seemed to look back. I knew from that moment that that's what I always wanted to be.
Thanks, Parker. Parker Cantrell from Skiatook FFA, your Northeast District star in agribusiness. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.